listening to Road Dog Live with KC Phillips, exclusively on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio.
We are back. Welcome back into Road Dog Live, 888-876-2336. If you want to get in, 8888 Road Dog. Sitting in the hot seat is none other than Tim Norlin of Rail Transport. Tim, what's going on, man?
Hey, good to see you, Casey.
Welcome to the Music City.
Thank you, sir.
Have you been into these studios yet?
I have, yeah. This is my second visit here.
Okay.
So I came right after you moved in.
How hard was it to get security to let him through the door, Michael?
It was tough. It was tough. Man, I stood out there for like hours.
Did you really?
Yeah.
We're going to need a blood sample. Mm-hmm. We need social security number, all the goods. But anyway, welcome back. What brings you to town?
I was in town for meetings. Actually came in on Saturday, and there's a fundraising event that I participated in Saturday night down in Franklin.
A thing that
supports Boys and Girls Club called Wine Down Maine. So sampled a few wines and supported the Boys and Girls Club down there, and then went to the Titans game on Sunday.
They won
in overtime.
What a game, man.
Yeah, it was a really good game. But
that was one of those that I couldn't believe the last play in regulation. And for anybody who didn't see the game, the quarterback May of the New England Patriots had about 12 seconds in the pocket, which is extremely long amount of time, and he lofts up the game tying touchdown.
Right. Yeah,
a crazy play. What was the feel in the stadium when that happened?
Oh, the groan, the collective groan. I mean, the fans were screaming and cheering, man. And nobody was going after him. And finally, somebody broke free and went after him, and that freed up that receiver to catch the ball. And it's like, no,
Yeah. Well, see, in the past, now I would have turned my television off because I was so frustrated with the Titans because they got a bad, bad season.
Well, somebody asked me what I was doing, and I said, I am going to the most meaningless NFL game in the league.
Two and seven versus 1-7, I think.
Right. It was crazy.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But so I didn't turn my TV off because of the Hail Mary from the Chicago Washington game the previous week, because I turned that game off and I missed the last play. So I was able to keep the game on. I watched the Titans drive down and actually score the touchdown to win the game. So that was the happy ending that everybody was looking for.
That was. Yep.
Yeah. And the $12 beers, or maybe the $14 beer. I don't even know how much it costs these days.
Yeah, it's crazy how expensive things are at an NFL game. But it was fun. The weather was great, and was with a bunch of good people. And then we had meetings yesterday and wrapped those meetings up this morning. And I thought, hey, I'm in town. I should go see my friend Casey and bring him a little cheese.
Get out of here.
From Wisconsin.
That is awesome, man.
So,
and in
my Green Bay Packer cooler, huh?
Are you going to take that with you, or are you leaving it?
Do you want it?
Not really.
Okay.
I have no use for Green Bay. Right.
I remember you telling me that you like farmer cheese.
Yes. Oh, you are the man.
So there's farmer cheese
bud.
For you.
Appreciate it.
And it wouldn't be
cheese,
love
man.
From Wisconsin without a bag of curds.
Thank you very much. Oh, this is awesome. We're going to definitely get this out and get some crackers. Ooh. The fried curds, you got to freeze the curds and then bread them and fry them.
Correct.
That's the best way to do that.
Yep, exactly.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So a lot of good coming out of Marshfield. And you guys got a really good story to tell. For those of the listeners who don't know who you are and who Rail is, give a little bit of history on your company.
Sure. Yep. Founded in 1962 by Everett Rail with one truck. And, you know, now we're over 2,000 trucks, big footprint in the United States, but we're still a small-town, family-owned carrier. So everybody's like family at Rail. It's, you know, I've worked for some, when I hear mega carrier, Rail to me is not a mega carrier. I've worked for mega carriers. Rail is a large carrier, but with that family feel, and I know people say that and it's corny, but it really is. I mean, we know our drivers by their names, not their truck numbers. They come in and spend time with us in the office. Just Driver Appreciation Week, we had our driver advisory group, and we sat down with drivers and just went over all our issues and what we can do to make their lives better and their jobs easier, et cetera. Great feedback, but something you don't get, you know, at other carriers. They really don't. They say they care, but they really don't.
Yeah,
they're focused on the profitability of the company and shareholder equity and things like that.
Right.
But at Rail, it's all about taking care of our people.
Well, when I visited you last year, I was really amazed at the feeling you get. It's tangible when you walk into a building that size where everybody's there together and you have direct access to the people. The term open door policy obviously exists in a lot of HR documentation,
right.
But when
right.
you actually walk in and the doors are all open, it's like, oh, Rick Rail is sitting there. If you want to knock on his door and chat, he's available to you.
Absolutely.
And I think that should be the goal, because a lot of the companies get to the 5 and 10,000 number of power units. It has to be pretty difficult to maintain that feel, but it sounds and it seems like you guys are doing a really good job at that.
Yeah, and you know, I think part of it is how we're set up organizationally. We're a multifaceted carrier. We've got a flatbed fleet, we've got a refrigerated fleet, we've got a van fleet, and a dedicated fleet, and they all kind of operate independently, so they're all like their own small trucking company. Mm-hmm. And they fall under that Rail umbrella, but that I think that helps to give us the feel that we have about being a small, family-owned carrier.
Gotcha. Tim Norland hanging out with us, Vice President of Driver Employment.
You got it.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh,
good job.
Man, I'm on a roll.
Give that man a cheese curd.
That's right. I got a bag of them. You had an award that you guys received, Elite 30. Talk a little bit about the recognition you guys have just received.
Yeah, the Women in Trucking organization's been around for a number of years, and Rail's been involved in it. And, the one thing that we've really focused on is diversity and a lot of females in our workplace, not only amongst our drivers, but in the office as well. And we've been voted in the past a top company for women to work for in transportation. This year, we are in the Elite 30, the top 30 companies for women to work for in transportation. So we are just over the moon excited about that.
Sure.
It's great to see. We'll have folks at their conference coming up here very soon, I think next week in Dallas.
The Accelerate.
Accelerate fantastic. Conference. So,
what are some of the changes you guys have had to make as an organization to reach that goal?
I don't know if we had to make any other than recognizing that that we needed top talent regardless, and some of the smartest people that I've ever been associated with, worked with, have been females, and they're excellent leaders for us. The president of our flatbed division is a very, very strong woman that does a great job for us. The head of HR is a very well educated and smart woman. And it's great to see that. I think, amongst our leadership, we're pretty evenly split between male and female, and that's unusual in trucking. Mm-hmm. Trucking's always been a good old boy industry,
of course.
And that's really, really changed. On the driver side of things, the percentage of female drivers at Rail is significantly higher than the national average. I think part of that is our get paid to get your CDL training program.
Okay.
And the nurturing that we provide there. But I think it's also because of our mix in the office, load planners, fleet managers, operations managers, et cetera. It's just a comfortable atmosphere for everybody.
I do think that there have been some numbers coming out of late that have shown that there's actually been a decrease in the percentage of women in the trucking workforce. It was down to around 6% the last time I read any media around it, and I thought, wow, because it was 9%.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, 3 percentage points might not seem like a big deal, but we really need to be having it go the other way.
Yeah.
We need more women in the workforce.
Right.
And maybe it has to do with the current state of trucking, and as we come through this election cycle and see what happens in the next 4 years, maybe that number will grow. But positioning yourself to be in that Elite 30, I think, is important, because women are a very vibrant part of making sure the capacity is where it needs to be.
Right. I've had the opportunity to talk to people about it, not only during this election cycle, politicians that wanted to come by, stop by the office, and shake hands, but also I sit on the Workforce Development Board in my part of Wisconsin, and I share with people, that trucking, at least what we do, our segment of trucking, there is no pay disparity between male and female truck drivers. They get paid
sure.
based on their experience and their abilities.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, you know, what their sex is. And that's important. That's very important. And I always point that out.
Has there, because I think about trucking as miles and experience, like
yep.
you're talking about, because it doesn't matter the gender of the person that's holding the steering wheel.
Right.
They're turning the same amount of miles. Are you telling me that there is disparity between genders in trucking pay in some areas?
There could be. I can't point out
okay.
any, but
okay.
there could
yeah.
be, you know, on the hourly rate
wow,
or
man.
A home daily, or I don't know. You know, it's proven that there is in huh. other areas, you
okay.
know, of the employment world.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
In this day and age.
I know it.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, as well as I do, that people talk in the driver room, right?
Right.
And so if there's somebody that wonders, hey, somebody's turning the same amount of miles, getting paid less, you know that's going to come out in a heartbeat.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, I think you guys are doing the right thing. Make sure it's all on the up and up.
Absolutely.
Tim Norlin hanging out with us. He is going to hang out with us for another segment or so. And if you guys want to get in, love to have you. 8888 Road Dog. We'll be right back on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Yeah!